You can do this one. You can do this one.
He doesn't like it, but you can do it.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to acknowledge Chief Beck and the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department for helping to facilitate this program for the past 4 years. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Growing our police force is one of the reasons why we're safer today. And it was interesting, after this exhaustive article about that, in the end, I thought the best quote was the one I gave, and not because I gave it. And what I said was, the numbers speak for themselves. We're safer than at any time since 1952. And with that. Is that good? Is that good? Somebody did that for me, right? Yeah. A voice from God. Now, we're safer than any time since 1952, everybody. We can show a direct correlation between the growth of our police department and the dramatic reduction in violence, in homicides, 49% for both over the last 8 years. Gang crime, today we were at a gang prevention intervention event with people from all over the world, Central America, Mexico, all over the United States, USAID there, acknowledging that the result of the collaboration between our Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office and the police department, that we've had a 66% drop in gang homicides and a 55% drop in gang crimes. Now, one of the components, or prongs, one of the prongs of this gun and gang violence strategy is the gun buyback program. And I want to acknowledge our partners, our media partners, KCBS and 2 and KCAL 9, for partnering with us over the last few years as our primary media partners. But I also want to acknowledge you all who aren't with KCAL 9 and KCBS. You don't have to come. But you come, I think, because your news directors understand that it is important for us to get behind this initiative. So I also want to acknowledge Clear Channel for running public service announcements for us and the gun buyback program on their various radio stations. Univision, are they here? No? Well, gee, they were a partner for their continued support and media coverage. And I want to acknowledge all the partnering community and faith-based organizations, including Carver Skateboard Company. I think it's important to acknowledge that for the first time, the City Council has actually put in the budget money for the gun buyback program. I'd like to acknowledge Council Member Buscaino and Council Member Englander, who are just calling this gentleman here. I'd also like to acknowledge Deputy Mayor Guillermo Cespedes and the Gang Reduction Youth Development Team for all of their work and for being here. It's been nearly 5 months since the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. But we have not forgotten. Congress may be steeped in inaction when it comes to gun policy nationally, but here in LA, we continue to take action locally. Now, you remember that right after the Newtown shooting, we had a gun buyback program here. It was supposed to happen over this last weekend. We accelerated it. We had it in December. Got national attention. And it did because I think increasingly upwards of 90% of Americans know that we have to do something to toughen our gun laws, to make them more responsible, to make sure that people are safely storing their guns, that we have universal background checks, that we make it tougher for straw purchasers, people who buy guns legally and sell them to people who can't. These are things that the vast majority of people support. They also, interestingly enough, as you could see here in LA, also very much support this gun buyback program. So here in L.A., we've completed our sixth gun buyback program in the city of L.A. It's my final gun buyback as your mayor. I am happy that the council has now put this in the budget, so I expect that the next mayor will continue it, and well, they should. I'm proud to announce that on Saturday, Angelenos gave a gift of safety to our communities by turning in 1,172 firearms at the city's four locations. We collected 516 handguns, 381 rifles, 226 shotguns, and 49 assault weapons, all off of our streets and all out of our communities. Over the last 5 years, we've taken 11,151 guns out of circulation. Each gun that gets off the street represents one less opportunity for tragedy, one less weapon that can lead to the loss of life. And you check the stats on your own, but you know, if these guns are in a home, they're more likely to be used in a suicide or an accident than they are defending the home. And no one's saying that people don't have a right to have a gun in the home. They can legally possess a gun. But look at some of this stuff. I mean, Chief knows more about these guns than I do, but do you need one of those right there? Is that a
Well, there's a couple of AK-47s there, but there's also an antique Tommy gun style.
Tommy gun up front. Need one of those to defend your bedroom? I mean, come on. So, yes, it's a small step, but when you take thousands and thousands of small steps, you end up making a lot of progress. And like I said, when people ask about the gun buyback program, the numbers speak for themselves. Now, the gun buyback program does represent progress. It gives the people of LA concrete action that they can take to make our city safer. It's an effort to get weapons off our street and help ensure senseless tragedies don't happen again. Now, you may ask about, this was a gun buyback program, not a pipe bomb program. So there was one individual who brought in a pipe bomb and admitted, I guess, putting it together, and that person was arrested. I mean, we've taken in what's it called, grenade launchers in the past and other things, but that was something we weren't going to accept given the Boston Marathon and this new world we're living in. So I just want to acknowledge all of the folks who helped to make this happen. You know, we continue to have no questions asked. We give $200 for an assault weapon, $100 for handguns in exchange. We give a Ralph's gift card worth up to $200 for assault weapons and $100 for handguns. We actually did a survey, and people, I think it was 94%? 94% of people that participated said they think they were doing something concrete to make the city safer. And that, in fact, this gun buyback program did just that. A high percentage, I think in the high 80s, 85 said it was fairly easy to do. I want to acknowledge all of the people who are here and have the chief say a few words as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thanks to my partner Guillermo Cespedes for helping to coordinate this and for having the foresight to work with the mayor and get it included in the budget so that we can do this every year and we don't have to go work with our partners and borrow money to do this. We can make Los Angeles safer with city funds, which is the way it should be. 11,000 guns. That's how many guns have come off the streets of Los Angeles since the mayor began this program 5 years ago. That's an incredible addition to public safety. Now, gun buybacks aren't the only piece of our strategy, but they're an important piece because they talk about, when conducted in the way that we conduct them, what Los Angeles and what the people of Los Angeles value. And we don't value excess guns in a household. We don't value unwanted guns. We don't value guns that are illegal on their face to possess. And we've shown it 11,000 times over the past 5 years. Really amazing testament. And you can see, these guns that are displayed here, these are some of the assault weapons that were collected. These are weapons of war. There is no other purpose for high-capacity weapons that put so many rounds downrange over such a long period and long distance. That's the purpose of these type weapons. So we're glad to get them off the streets. We're glad to make L.A. safer. I think it's extremely important. Very proud to be part of this program. We will continue it. It will continue to make a difference, and it continues to talk about what L.A. thinks of itself, that we can be a place free of gun violence.
You know, Chief said, acknowledged Guillermo Cespedes and called him his partner. I think one of the reasons why we're safer is the police department today sees itself as a collaborator with the community it serves, with other entities, in this case the mayor's office, working on the other prongs, to address gun violence, including prevention and intervention. It is a big reason why I always start off an event like this to acknowledge the leadership of Charlie Beck. Let me bring up Guillermo Cespedes, because it was Guillermo's call last year that said, we got to do this, Mayor, in L.A. People want to do something. They want to act. And this is, I think, in large part, a demonstration that people want to participate. They don't just want to look to the police department and others to address this violence. They want to participate themselves. Guillermo Cespedes. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor and Chief Beck. I'm going to be very brief. I think you've heard both the Chief and the Mayor say repeatedly that public safety is everybody's responsibility. It's not just law enforcement. It's not just the Mayor's office. This program, I think, shows it gives the residents of our city a way to participate in public safety. It may seem small to some, but it's very important. On the other hand, I want to thank you all from the media, because the gun buyback, we do collect guns, but it's a public awareness strategy. The more we do this and the more you educate Angelenos about the dangers of guns, the safer that we're going to be. The mayor talked about certain data. You're 75% more likely to be the victim of a gun that's in your home than to defend yourself with it. So again, thank you all for your coverage of this. I also want to thank David Kahns from our office, who has coordinated this from the very beginning. And of course, the great staff that works extremely hard, not just with this initiative, but with everything we do. So thank you all for your support of this program, and we're going to continue it.
I'll now do a few words in Spanish and then open it up. Buenas tardes, gracias por estar presentes y nuevamente hacer de este programa un éxito. Me gustaría reconocer el jefe de policía y los oficiales de policía que participaron en este evento y a todo su equipo por ayudarnos a facilitar este programa durante los últimos 4 años. Gracias a los medios de comunicación por siempre estar con nosotros, especialmente a Univision, pero a todos los medios de comunicación, a todos nuestros socios y a la comunidad, que sin ellos nada de esto sería posible. Aquí en Los Ángeles estamos haciendo todo lo posible para mantener nuestras comunidades seguras y, como dije al principio, se ha bajado el crimen 49%, la violencia, los homicidios 49%, trabajando con la policía y mi departamento de la reducción de violencia, se ha bajado los homicidios de pandillas 66%, los crímenes de pandillas 55%. Entonces, este es un componente, este recompra de armas es un componente de bajar ese crimen. Después, hoy estoy orgulloso de anunciar que el sábado los angelinos entregaron 1,172 armas de fuego en cuatro lugares de la ciudad, 516 pistolas, 381 rifles, 226 escopetas y 49 armas de asalto. Durante los cuatro años de este esfuerzo, hemos reclamado 11,151 armas fuera de circulación. Y como dijo el vicealcalde, hay más 75% más probabilidad de ser víctima de un accidente o un suicidio en tu casa que defenderte en contra de alguien. Y nadie está diciendo que no tenemos el derecho de tener una arma, pero ¿quién necesita un arma de asalto para defender su casa? La verdad es que lo que estamos haciendo es algo muy importante, y gracias al Consejo Municipal, después de cuatro años de éxito, lo han puesto en su presupuesto municipal el dinero para seguir adelante con estos recompras de armas. And with that, I or the chief would be happy to answer any question on this first, and then, as is always the case, any question you want to ask.
I'd like to hear more about the guy who turned the pipe bomb, like which station, and if was it a man, and what were they arrested for?
You said the guy who turned in the pipe bomb, and then you said, is it a man or is it a woman? I love it.
Well, Claudia, I'd be glad to answer your questions. At our northeast turn-in location, an individual brought in a homemade pipe bomb, wanted to turn it in, told the officers in the line that he had spoken to God that day, and God no longer wanted him to use that bomb to blow up the Hollywood sign. Now he wanted him to turn it in. Unfortunately, a pipe bomb is extremely dangerous to handle. They are extremely dangerous to transport. They are very unstable. The officers performed very, very well. They moved the vehicle away from the gun buyback area and were able to detonate the device in place. Individual was arrested. This is not a pipe bomb buyback. This is a gun buyback. Pipe bombs are illegal to possess, illegal to manufacture, especially given the tragedies in Boston. Everybody should be extremely understanding of why we would differentiate between that individual and the individuals that turned in these weapons here, which is the purpose of the gun buyback.
So it wasn't really an explosive device?
It wasn't?
Yes,
it was a pipe bomb, Claudia.
Okay.
It was a closed container with black powder in it that would cause significant damage in this room were it to go off. It could have easily gone off. And that's the issue with these things, Dave, is they are extremely unstable. They're homemade. It doesn't take much friction to set off black powder, especially in a contained environment like that. Just having one in the car and transporting it, if I remember right, he lived in the San Fernando Valley, just transporting it from there to the Elysian Park-type facility there was extremely dangerous. If somebody comes across either large fixed munitions like you would see in a military cannon device or a pipe bomb, stay away from it. Don't touch it. Call the police. We'll come in with the fire department. We will handle it appropriately. They're extremely dangerous. The older they are, the more unstable they become, and I cannot express the level of danger that they pose to the public. I have no plans for a bomb buyback, although there's a couple of media outlets that I may suggest have one. That's not true. The
He was just kidding.
I would have nothing to do with the particular station that you work for. No, you know what? Again, those should never be transported. I make a little joke about it, but they are no joke. They are extremely dangerous. And if somebody comes across one, or you know somebody that made one, please let us know before it hurts somebody.
And actually, people have been participating in the last few weeks since the Boston Marathon. Our Blackberries have gone off with bomb squad call-outs when people see suspicious-looking, unattended packages, and it's what we have to do. And as we've mentioned before, we have more assets on soft targets and places where people congregate. So we are taking this very, very seriously, which is why we had to arrest this individual, because clearly it was someone that could be a danger.
Well, as we say, all of these gun buybacks are anonymous. We run these guns to see if they are stolen, but that is the extent of it. First of all, there's the practical aspect of it. My labs cannot handle the ballistics test of all these guns. That would shut down our ability to test crime guns. And so for the diminishing return on anonymously given firearms, doesn't make any sense. Second of all, we want this to be an anonymous buyback. We want people to be able to bring these type of weapons in and get them out of their houses. I was personally there when two AK-47s, just like those two, and I can't point which ones. Well, this one definitely was one. It's got the Northeast piece on it. The lady that turned this gun in was an older lady, and it was obviously not her gun. This was a gun that was in her house. I didn't ask any questions about why it was in her house, but obviously not something that you would expect her to call. And that's what the gun buyback's all about. You know, she might feel a little trepidation about turning that in, because it is illegal to possess if you came in possession of it after the mid-90s. So, but we get it off the street, and it makes the city safer. And you know, that's exactly what we're trying to do. I do know for a fact that none of these guns have been tied to a pending crime, because we haven't tied them to a pending crime, because we are not going to test them. If they were given anonymously, just tying a mechanism without a person, that does no good.
Getting 11,000 guns off the streets of L.A. in a city where people probably have, I don't know.
Over a million,
you know, is, like I said, one step at a time. But with every step, we make a little progress. And we've got some very dangerous weapons off our streets as a result.
What about in the future on gun clips, whatever ultimately the city decides as to how big a gun clip should be? Would you ever consider then those that have the large clips to be able to participate in a buyback rather than be made criminal because they have them?
They've already can participate.
Yes, and actually, I'm showing this because we got dozens and dozens of large capacity magazines turned in. You know, and we will make that part of the of future gun buybacks, especially as the laws within the city are passed. And if people want to get them out of their house and don't want to throw them away where they might fall into the hands of somebody else, we'll be glad to take them. You know, we'll have to determine, you know, what kind of price. Unfortunately, these are extremely cheap to buy and really cheap to manufacture, so you can't give a, you know, certainly not going to be a large price tag like we do for guns, but we'll look at that. You know, we also get a lot of ammunition. You know, when people come to the gun buybacks, they bring boxes and boxes, sometimes crates of old ammunition, and we'll be glad to take those too, because we can dispose of it safely. You know, there's really no way for a private citizen to dispose of that type of things. You can't throw in the trash can for obvious reasons. But we'll be glad to take that. And remember, you know, we all, and the mayor and I always say this, we do these once, maybe twice a year. But any day, if you have an unwanted gun in your home, you have a gun that you fear in its existence more than you feel like you need it for your defense, bring it into a police station. You know, I ask that you transport it in the trunk of your car.
go into the front desk, tell the officer what you have, and you can turn it in there. Now, you won't get a gift card, but we'll take it from you, and we'll make sure that it gets destroyed.
All right, any questions about anything else, including?
About the USC situation. I mean, it was a small crowd, but they were still protesting. You heard a weigh in on the episode of last night.
Well, it was Saturday night, wasn't it, Dave?
Saturday night?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't. I know one thing, it wasn't last night.
Right.
It was the night before. So Los Angeles Police Department and Office of Public Safety, the USC Police, responded to a call of a loud party in the area of 23rd and Hoover on Saturday night, Sunday morning, early morning hours. They came to a situation where there were two parties, several hundreds of people involved, as we always do. We made contact with the individuals who claimed responsibility for these parties, asked them to shut it down, just as all of you would like in your neighborhood. And these were residential neighborhoods. These were not frat row parties. One of the parties did not comply, and officers had to disperse individuals. There were some items thrown at the police, and because of that and other reasons, some arrests were made. Now, that's the cold facts. The big piece of this is that the Los Angeles Police Department doesn't want to spend its Saturday nights shutting down your parties. That is not what we need to do. We need to be addressing these type of situations of violent crime. What we would like to do is work with the students of SC to control their own parties. You know, we don't want to have to respond. We don't want to have to shut parties down. But sometimes neighborhood decorum demands that. And the law demands it also. So tomorrow, we're going to have a meeting with representatives of students, with Department of Public Safety at SC, and start having conversations about that. Because we understand that the college experience is not complete without a few parties. But we don't want those parties to use the time and resources of the Los Angeles Police Department or make people feel like they're being singled out. So we're going to look at all the circumstances. We're going to look and see if there was any racial profiling. We're going to make sure that all the officers acted appropriately. We're going to review all video. We're going to have discussions with not only USC faculty, not only with the USC administration, but with the students themselves, and see if we can make something better out of this. You know, like I say, the purpose of your police department is not to run around shutting parties down on Saturday nights. That's a peak violent crime time for us, and we need to be protecting you. So we're going to work with the kids at SC and make sure that we do all we can to avoid going through the same thing again in the future.
Was that a surprising allegation? I mean, a couple of people were very blatant. They said that it was shut down because it was all African-American there, and across the street it was all white, and they let them party.
Well, we will look into that. But I would offer an alternate suggestion, is that what happens when we tell parties to shut down? If you do shut down, and if people go back inside, then that's the last time you see the police. If you don't, and we come back, then you're subject to a LA Municipal Code ordinance for ignoring the lawful directions of the police, and you can be arrested. You know, we try to react to the circumstances that appear. We shut parties down every night, and on weekends, more than one. Usually they're very successful. Usually people go along with the program, but not always. And in that case, you know, you don't just get to say no. Well, Dave, as I said, I hope you didn't misconstrue any of what I said. I'll look into all of that. And if that occurred, there'll be serious consequences for those involved. But I would also offer that there are many other reasons why one party would get shut down and not another. And those reasons happen every night.
Chief, were any officers injured?
There was one officer was injured, had a shoulder injury in a confrontation with a party goer. I anticipate that he'll be returning to duty. Well, the mayor gets to answer first.
What would you say to those who oppose the ban of hyper-masculinity?
What would I say? I don't think, well, first of all, in America, they have a right to oppose, to advocate, but most Americans believe that maybe not at the 90% level, as in the case of universal background checks, but most Americans, in every poll I've seen, do support both a assault weapons ban, and the chief has a great line. And the line is, why do you need an assault weapon to hunt deer? And if you need an assault weapon to hunt deer, you're in the wrong sport. So both high-capacity magazines and assault weapons, I don't believe, belong on our streets. I'm one of the founders of Mayors Against Gun Violence. Virtually every American mayor, Democrat and Republican, have signed on to eliminating, banning assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, universal background checks, making it tougher for straw purchasers to buy guns for people who can't buy them. These are things that are fairly universal when it comes to mayors across the country. And probably because I believe since Newtown, there have been about 3,600 people who have died at the hands of gun violence in America just in the last few months. I mean, we got a gun problem, and we've got to deal with them. What else? Thank you.
Thank you all.